She shivered. Her tears made wet, cool spots on the back of my hand. I knelt. It put my head more or less on level with hers, where she sat beside the bed. I put my arm around her shoulders and pulled her against me. I still didn't say anything. For Murph, that would be too much like I was actually in the room, seeing her cry. So she pretended that she wasn't crying, and I pretended that I didn't notice. She didn't cry for long, a couple of minutes. Then her breathing steadied, and I could feel her asserting control again. A minute more, and she sat up and away from me. I let her. "They said you were under the influence," she said, her tone calmer, more businesslike. "That someone had done something to your head. Your apprentice said that. But Michael didn't want to say anything in front of the other wizard, I could tell. And no one wanted to say anything in front of me." "Secrets get to be a habit," I said quietly. "And Molly was right." Murphy nodded. "She said that we should listen for the first words out of your mouth when you woke up. That if something had messed with your mind, your subconscious might be able to communicate that way while you were on the edge of sleep. And you told us to listen to her." I thought about it and pursed my lips. "Huh, I did. Guess I'm smarter than I thought." "They shouldn't have suspected you," Murphy said. "I'm a paranoid bitch, and I gave up suspecting you a long time ago." "They had a good reason," I said. I took a slow breath. It was hard, but I forced the words out. "Nicodemus threw one of those coins at Michael's kid. I grabbed it before the kid could. And I had a photocopy of a fallen angel living in my head for several years, trying to talk me into picking up the coin and letting the rest of it into me." Murphy glanced obliquely at me. "You mean you could have become one of those things?" "Yeah," I said. "A couple of times. It was close." Is that what?" I shook my head. "It's gone now. She's gone now. I guess the whole time she was trying to change me, I was trying to change her right back. And in the Wraith Deeps last year, she took a psychic bullet for me. At the very end, after everyone else had gotten out." I shrugged. We'd sort of become friends, Murph. I'd gotten used to having her around. I glanced at her and gave her a faint smile. "Crazy, huh? Get all broken up over what was essentially my imaginary friend." Her fingers found my hand and squeezed tight once. "We're all imaginary friends to one another, Harry." She sat with me for a moment and then gave me a shrewd glance. "You never told Michael the details." I shook my head. "I don't know why." "I do," she said.